Welcome once again to our program, Everyday English. In this lesson, I'd like us to look at two expressions and how they're used. The first is whereby,
spelled as W-H-E-R-E-B-Y.
Whereby. The expression whereby is related to the word which. Whereby. If you break the word down into bits, it means
by which.
By which. Now listen to how whereby is used.
He devised an elaborate plan whereby he could escape without notice.
He devised an elaborate plan whereby he could escape without notice. And this sentence means,
he devised an elaborate plan by which he could escape.
It is clear from the sentence you just heard that both whereby and by which mean
by means of which.
By means of which. And it would help a great deal if you always bore this meaning in mind whenever you use the expression whereby.
He devised an elaborate plan whereby he could escape.
He devised an elaborate plan by means of which he could escape.
Or,
he devised an elaborate plan by which he could escape.
Whereby, by which, by means of which. These expressions can be used with certain nouns only. Only nouns which imply a means or method.
You mean nouns like device?
Yes, because device implies a means or method. Could you illustrate this?
Yes. Language is a device whereby the members of a society communicate.
Language is a device whereby the members of a community communicate. Now, there are at least two other ways of saying Kofi's sentence. One is,
language is a device by which the members of a society communicate.
Language is a device by which the members of a society communicate. The other is,
language is a device by means of which the members of a society communicate.
Language is a device by means of which the members of a community or society communicate. Whereby, by which, by means of which. Of course, there are many other nouns in English which contain the meaning a means of. The words are
trick,
mechanism,
apparatus,
machinery.
Yes, all these and many more have as part of their meaning a means of. Let's listen to more examples. We take trick first.
He teaches the students tricks whereby they can dodge national service.
Tricks whereby. Tricks by means of which national service can be avoided. Now, mechanism.
This is a mechanism whereby messages can be sent across the continent within 20 seconds.
This is a mechanism whereby messages can be sent across the continent within 20 seconds. A means by which messages can be sent in 20 seconds. Now, you've heard good examples of the use of the word whereby. Remember, whereby means a means by which an end is achieved. And remember also that it's used with nouns which incorporate the meaning a means of, a device. Unfortunately, not all nouns can be used in this fashion. Many educated users of English in this country ignore this guide. Here's an example of a sentence which ignores this rule.
He found himself in a position whereby he had to apologize to the whole crowd.
He found himself in a position whereby he had to apologize A position whereby. A position by means of which. How does this strike you?
The first thing that strikes me is that the noun position is not a means or device.
No, it isn't. It is a place. And it is illogical to talk of a place by means of which.
He found himself in a position whereby he had to apologize to the whole crowd.
The speaker probably had in mind some such sentence as this.
He found himself in a position where he had to apologize to the whole crowd.
Yes, he found himself in a position where he had to apologize to the whole crowd. Now, listen to another sentence equally bad, if not worse.
She pushed me to the ground, whereby I broke my knee.
This is an inappropriate use of the word whereby. The sentence does not make sense at all if we substitute by means of which for whereby. What the speaker should have said is,
she pushed me to the ground, and as a result, I broke my knee.
She pushed me to the ground, and as a result, like my knee. Now, let's hear some of the good sentences once more.
He devised an elaborate plan whereby he could escape without notice.
Language is a device whereby the members of a society communicate.
Language is a device by which the members of a society communicate.
Language is a device by means of which the members of a society communicate.
He teaches the students tricks whereby they can dodge national service.
This is a mechanism whereby messages can be sent across the continent within 20 seconds.
Thank you. Now I turn to the second word for study. It is the word plenty, spelt as
P-L-E-N-T-Y.
The word plenty expresses amounts or numbers of things. The things may be represented by plural count nouns or non-count nouns. For example, we talk of
plenty of people,
plenty of furniture,
plenty of people. People is a plural count noun. Plenty of furniture. Furniture is a non-count noun. But we do not use plenty with singular count nouns. We do not say
plenty of chairs.
Now here are a few more examples.
She gave us plenty of money.
There are plenty of irresponsible thieves around.
I hope you realize that whenever we use plenty with a noun, the two are joined by the preposition of, O-F. Listen again.
Plenty of people.
Plenty of people, and not
plenty people.
That's wrong.
She gave us plenty of money.
She gave us plenty of money, and not she gave us plenty money.
She showed us plenty of good scripts.
Not
she showed us plenty good scripts.
Thank you. That's all, listeners. Have a good day and goodbye.